Item number 10, auction tags, landowner hunting permits. This is also a decision.
Thanks very much. So agenda 10, auction and raffle permits for 2016. We have a few small changes to make to recommend on this one as well. The first one is that we are proposing to add a three deer auction. There already is a three deer raffle as part of this WAC. This would have the identical language, but simply duplicate that and add the possibility of an auction. One buck mule deer, one buck white-tailed deer, one buck black-tailed deer. The dates would be the same, any legal weapon. There are some restrictions of where this would apply. They would be the same restrictions as no hunting areas, obviously. This would not apply. This was a suggestion from some of our stakeholders who believed it would be increasing interest in the deer. A couple of small changes to the raffle permit we have for Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep. The Rocky Mountain herds are these in the very eastern portion of the state, in the Hell's Canyon, Blue Mountain area, as well as the Hall Mountain. And the Asotin herd has lost some of its ram component in the past year, some extra harvest that we were unable to control. We need to give that herd a bit of a break, and there's not quite enough rams right now to support that additional hunt, so we're proposing that we back off of that this year. And it's pretty closely watched herd. There's a study going on as well as our normal surveys, so we really know all those animals, and with luck we'll be able to reinstate that in a future year. So that would allow allow the Wenaha area and the Hall Mountain area for the winner of that Rocky Mountain bighorn raffle. And that's the raffle that we have that is outsourced to the Washington Wild Sheep Foundation, which has done an excellent job of managing that on our behalf in the past number of years. The other change we're proposing is for the moose auction to increase interest in this particular auction permit. We're proposing to have wording that is very similar, essentially borrowed from the wording that you approved last year for the bighorn sheep and goat auctions, that allows the department to choose areas that may be beyond the normal draw permits, giving us flexibility to provide a bit more opportunity to the holder of this auction. That we would put this on our website at least by December 1st to allow any hunters who are interested to know where they would be bidding, where the bidding areas would be. That worked out. Has worked out real well for us this time for bighorn sheep and for goats. Obviously, January 1st this year has already passed, so this would not apply for this fall's auction. In fact, the auction has already occurred. It would be 2017 that this would first come into play.
Question. Irish moose, you got a picture up?
Yeah, in fact, that is a picture of an animal that is outside our normal hunting area right now, but that would be included in the area.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so sometimes we think what happens is that pioneering animals may be kind of out in front of the major part of the population. This may include some very big bulls who would be of great interest. And even though we don't know enough about these populations to institute a formal hunt, one male animal is unlikely to change the population trajectory, so we think it's biologically, and we're on safe grounds to do that. Yeah, it's quite a big moose. So this would allow us to include some areas in the Okanagan area that we have enough public information that there are moose there, but we haven't been able to institute formal surveys that would allow us to actually begin a regular draw moose hunt in this area. With that, I'll take questions.
Questions? I have one, Rich. Just, do you know roughly the total income from all of the auctions?
From all of the auctions, yeah. Of all the species, or
yeah, just the ones you were doing today, or just some ballpark numbers?
Well, off the top of my head, the moose auction peaked out 2 years ago at $40,000, which was great. It had been lower than that, but it's gone down since then. And boy, if you could tell me how to predict how much those things are going to go, I'd love to know. It's usually there's just a handful of hunters who are interested in paying these high prices for these hunts, and they're interested. Perhaps they know of a specific animal that they're interested in, and that's kind of drives the price much more so than the overall population levels, which is primarily what what we're interested in. So this past year, this last month at the Washington Wild Sheep, I think it was about $23,000 for the moose. The bighorn sheep, I think Nate sent around a message sometimes ago. We actually broke our all-time record for bighorn sheep, not the Rocky Mountain raffle, but the auction at the last Wild Sheep Foundation shindig in Reno, Nevada, and went for $150,000, which was more than doubled our previous record. And one of the reasons we think that happened is because of our careful management of the Swakane herd, which is of the greatest interest to a few of these hunters, by making sure that there are lots of old animals in there, by carefully kind of balancing the draw permits with the availability of the auction. I think that raised a lot of interest in that herd. That's our suspicion.
And you said that some we outsource. What determines what ones get outsourced to other entities?
Yeah, good question. I think it's largely a matter of interest on the part of other groups. When a group is really interested and can take it on and publicize it, they probably do better than the department. But it's a lot of work. So the Washington Wild Sheep has done that with this Rocky Mountain. I actually attempted to see if there was interest in groups taking on the moose raffle. There are a lot of complications. It's a lot of work. And so we were unable to get groups to find it to be in their interest as well as ours to do that.
And on three different deer, I would think that might be of interest to hunters, because I don't know how many states, you know, how many areas you can get three. Has that been outsourced?
To my knowledge, no. I think all the rest of the raffles are handled within the department at the moment. But I think, I don't want to speak for other section groups, but I think we are open to groups taking these on if they wish to, and it helps the group. It gives them additional connection and visibility. But if they can do a better job of marketing than the department, then we're all for it.
It would seem that that would bring a more, at least larger regional or national visibility to the auction on some of those. But
I agree with you. But from what our understanding is that it is a lot of work, and some groups just don't have the capability to take it on.
Yeah, Commissioner.
Just on your comment, I believe the three deer tag might be outsourced. I don't know if it's for sure, but Mule Deer Foundation, and it would be auctioned at their annual meeting in Salt Lake City.
Oh, okay. Because of the uniqueness of three deer, right?
Yeah.
Commissioner Rock.
Nick had something to say.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I can maybe add a little bit more background to that. The Mule Deer Foundation, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, some of the conservation organizations that are based in Washington have different portions of auction tags. The raffle one is a little bit more difficult, but when it comes to the other auction ones, they do get involved. We do get involved with the other with conservation organizations to kind of market those and be the outlet for that particular permit. So we do have those partnerships.
Yes. I just had a thought. This is not directly relevant to the task at hand, but since we heard this morning about the Youth Outdoors group getting a moose permit to allow them to give this child a once-in-a-lifetime experience, first question is, how do we determine to give permits away? And secondly, the thought that came to my mind, is there a way to use some of these raffle auction opportunities to support Youth Outdoors? I mean, to provide some of the funds that are raised to a Youth Outdoors program?
So let me take the first part first, the terminally ill permits that we have the authority to work through. The process for that is there's an application that somebody fills out, kind of has a doctor's kind of background to it. There are some criteria that are met. We work with our local biologists that in the regions and through our regional office, as well as our section managers like Rich and Jerry Nelson, if it's deer and elk, and myself, and kind of identify the areas that what would the constituent like to have available? Do we feel like that's all good? I've not met one yet that has been denied. And there's that kind of formal process that people can go through. We do somewhere between 3 and 9 of them a year. So it's a fairly limited opportunity. There's no cost to that. We pick up the tab for those. Then to answer your second part of your question about youth outdoors and youth programs, and the money that comes in for the auctions and raffles is dedicated to those species. So if there's programs potentially within those species that there's an initiative to do something, then we could do that. But there's, like, we couldn't take the 150 that came in from sheep and do it on maybe a deer issue somewhere. But it doesn't, nothing says we couldn't use it for some kind of a youth activity if there was initiative put together.
Thanks.
I guess back to Brad's initial question. Yeah, like sheep hunters, that's almost a cult. And what Rich said is absolutely right, that, I mean, if there's, in Idaho, they do it every other year in our part of the world, and everybody has a pretty good idea what kind of rams are in the area, so, like, going through FNAS and those kind of areas, those kind of groups really help market these. Huge.
Thanks, Commissioner. Osmar, I would agree, but I don't want to be on the record as having called sheep hunters part of a cult.
Well, no, but you know, but it is.
That's part of the early retirement program. Then
this could be my last time.
Wasn't the first permit that was issued for the squawking
herd, didn't that produce a world record?
I couldn't tell you for sure if it was a world record. There's lots of world records depending on the exact type. But yes, it does. The answer is yes. It is known for having slightly larger horns than
other of our California bighorn sheep populations. And we don't know for sure the reason. It's probably good habitat.
Right.
Yeah. Motion.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to amend WAC 232, 28, 283, and 232, 28, 296 as proposed.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. I guess I shortlisted you there last time. Just. We're moving so fast today, you know.
Sun's out. Well,
yeah.
We're moving fast, and Tammy's so on top of it.
What do we got now, Brady? You want this one?
No, we're back to 10.
So when he's done here.
Oh, this is everyone? Okay.
It was included, but we're just going to make this clear.
Okay, okie doke.
Yeah, I apologize. I may have had played a part in that. In the combining of these rules into one presentation, we're still on agenda item 10 on this particular one, landowner hunting permits. A fairly quick background on that. There is a commission policy 6002 that provides guidance to the agency on implementing private lands hunting access, including the landowner hunting permit program. Currently, there are 7 of these LHPs in the state, mostly all of them in eastern Washington. The proposed changes that we have in front of you today are a minor date adjustment on some permits where calendar dates needed to move just as the calendars move along, and that the Bennett LHP will be reduced from 2 bull permits to 1. The rationale there is that was the negotiated contract that we had with the LHP at the beginning of the 3-year contract. So, and that'll take us to the end of that one.
Questions?
Carpenter.
Mr. Chair, I move to amend WAC 232-28-296 as proposed.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Mick. Motion carries.
Thank you.